If you've ever stepped foot in the online business community, you've probably also left the online business community. But if you didn't and you did stick along, everybody wants to tell you to be a guest on podcasts, but they don't tell you how to be a guest. They don't tell you the benefits of being a guest, and they don't tell you that one sneaky way to get 10 times more content out of being a guest on podcasts. So that's what we're gonna dive into. Jack, anything else on that front?
Being a guest is one of my favorite things to do in the world. It's actually taken away a lot of time from my family, but it's important. We're gonna tell you why and how to do it, just as Ryan also detailed there, so.
He has to say that. He works for Podcast Principles, podcast production company, solving all of your, anyway, we're gonna talk about podcast guesting. Jack, let's get to it, buddy.
Let's get to it.
Let's do it. Yes, it's podcast guesting, right? So it's being a guest on a podcast, right? As a way to create content for yourself. But it's what you do with that and how you record that. Mm-hmm. So now anytime I'm on a podcast, I use the Insta webcam, and their software allows me to record it to my hard drive. So I can just record my side of the podcast interview with my mic and everything. And I have it, and then run it through Opus Clip or give it to my editor for clips. And that's just a huge workaround, but it doesn't really work as well if you don't record your side, because then you're at the mercy of the host. To single host is going to say, we're going to give you a ton of clips, and then you get them and they're not even usable or they're AI or what have you. But yeah, I mean, if you're on, for example, somebody like our client Mondo, if you're on enough podcasts, which he is, you can kind of make that your podcast.
Well, look, and the other thing too is that potentially if it's well run and everything, that the host is an actual person, they'll get you a finished video. So that's kind of the sneaky thing here, is that you can get edited production because of, well, I mean, it's
you're
trading
right.
Your time.
That's the other side.
So it's not really sneaky, I suppose, because, you know, like you're trading your time and stuff and all that. But yeah, like that's kind of the thing too. But what Ryan is saying is that, so like, you don't have to worry about, okay, I spent this time and now I don't even have the full video. I've been waiting, right, for a while. This is so you can actually use it and deploy it whenever you want. But you could sit on it, and then they give you an actual thing that has like overlays and lower thirds and animation.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, cool. It's done. I don't have to pay
there
my
is
guy.
Zero,
this is an episode I can throw up on or yeah. flip up or whatever.
There's only upside to doing this. There's only upside to being a guest on a podcast.
Yeah.
You get free
so
promotion.
Ideally, they give you all the free stuff, but you're
yes.
right. Like, you can't, I would have your side recorded locally too. You're right.
Yeah. If you can, do it. Mm-hmm. If you can, why not? You know, but it's like, yeah, being a guest on podcasts, free promotion, free full audio edit, free full video edit, free clips, free
thumbnail. It's a nice way to network too.
I mean, it's a great way to network. If you go on podcasts and you know, this is a, you know, I've talked to Danny about this too, of like, people will go on his podcast and then get clients. Like, I've gone on podcasts and gotten clients. I've gotten a client from being on Danny's podcast, you know, or people like when I did my interview podcast, these people weren't selling stuff, but they were artists. Mm-hmm. They got exposed to new listeners, right, from being on the podcast. So it's just like, it's all of those benefits. Plus, you can record yourself being interviewed, and then you get a ton of, it's basically somebody just prompting you on things you know a lot about.
Yeah.
And so you get all of that content. I mean, so it's like podcast guesting, it's super low lift. If you just make if you just make content in the world, people will ask you to probably be on their podcast.
Yeah.
And then if you want to do just a little bit of work to send out some DMs and emails, you know, every week, or have your VA do it, or have a company do it, or have
yeah,
an
you
agency
can have this
do
be
it.
Like an appointment, like once every like month or something, you can go and guest on a show. Yeah.
You yeah. Really... And if you ramp it up, like, I'll give you an example. So a great podcast guesting example when it comes to promotion is James Clear, Atomic Habits. He's, you know, wrote the book about habits. Mm-hmm. What he did to promote his book was he went on, I think it was somewhere around like 100 podcasts as a guest, right? And he asked all the hosts to, hey, can you drop this episode when the week I drop my
book? Yeah. If you can get that coordination, that's really good.
But dude, people go like, I have a book. I have no money to market it. Podcast guesting is free. Mm-hmm. It's work. Yeah. Everything's work, right? Like imagine promoting a book. Are you kidding me? Like reason why I don't have a book is because I would have to spend all my time promoting it, right? So yeah, it's literally free promotion.
Pitching to like audiences is what it is.
Boom.
Yeah, it's not even guessing. It's really just going, you know, in areas that these people are gathered that would like your book, would be helped by your book, whatever it is, or your ebook, your course.
Oh yeah, it's just blatant promotion. Like he went on a bunch of podcasts where it's like people who love habits and love working on their habits and self-development.
Right? Yeah.
Like, yeah. So you're going to have the 100 podcasts. Then he's going to have his morning news appearance. Then he's going to have his email list.
It's
all one big thing.
Yeah.
But that's why, of course, when it comes to marketing, you're going to do, maybe you might have one main channel, but you're going to do probably a lot of different things. You're going to have referrals. You're going to have your content. You're going to have your YouTube, your video, your text. You're going to have your podcast guesting. You know, that should be a big, if it's not a big part, at least a small part, just to get you acclimated on video, get you answering questions for an hour.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, all those side benefits.
Guesting's a great intro into that. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, guesting's a nice way to do it if you don't want to set up anything. I mean, that would be the way that I would do it if I was exploring from the outside and I didn't do this.
You could almost just if you just appear on 50 podcasts, like you can kind of just, that's your content. Like if you want to just do, again, minimum viable podcast, do for the first year, don't do a podcast, just be on 50 podcasts. Like act as if you're doing 50 episodes of your own podcast and book yourself on one podcast a week.
Yeah.
And at that point, this is the other crazy shit with guesting. Not only are you getting all this free promotion, right? You're also being promoted in a given year, if you were on 25 podcasts, to 25 audiences where that person, people couldn't even pay them to promote stuff to their audience. Mm-hmm. But they're promoting you for free. And also, this is you. You're like on this pedestal. Every podcaster, when there's a guest, is like, this is the fucking coolest person we've ever met. The vast majority of
interview-based
podcasts. So they're going to make you look like a Greek god. And it's like, they're going to make it out like you've, you know, invented time or, you know, invented the, you know, sliced bread. And it's like that for what, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 times? Hey, it's not going to be, I was on 50 podcasts and here's the ROI, but it could be, right? I mean, it's just an aggregate, but I know for sure we've done at least tens of thousands in revenue just from podcast guesting. And hey, if you don't want to take my word for it, then that's fine. I can't prove it to you. But I know that it's definitely helped. I mean, I've probably been on 60, 70 podcasts in the past 6 years, and it's definitely helped. So there's no reason not to do it. Super easy. And listen, if you want to know how to do it, follow Spencer. Spencer Carpenter. Follow people who are guest bookers. They teach you how to do it.
They're out there. I mean, there's people that do just the guesting thing exclusively.
Yes. There's a whole industry for this by itself, right?
Interesting way to do it, like for sure. But you're right. Yeah. Like if you're very intentional about who you're talking to and the audiences that they have and the at least a couple of people that I'm thinking of, they have, one of them has an app, the other one has like a software. So you're right. It's like a thing where even outside of promoting this product, service, whatever it is building that, this idea that this A is a problem that this thing solves. Mm-hmm. This B, you know, this is a need that needs to exist, or this is something that I notice. So a lot of it is just like, and same with the Atomic Habits, is like him talking about like, why do you need to organize your life? Why do you need, you know, like why, how did I come into these habits? Why are these the best habits? So it's not just a blatant, if somebody's sort of getting the ick from like, I just don't want to go on just like talk about my book. A lot of it can just be like building like all of that, what is behind it, and like them getting to know kind of what you're bringing to it.
Yeah.
Why you did it or something like that. It could be a dramatic reason, right? Like, kid died and then this is like something that I discovered, blah, blah, blah. Could be something like more professional. Doesn't matter.
Yep.
But I think it's all good to have that glue there. And then, the people that do show up, like, look, you get a hall pass from that host that has all these captive audience members. And they're like, this guy's great. Like,
co-sign.
Much to the chagrin of us, because we'll have like interview podcasts. We don't love it necessarily when everyone gets brought in. It's sort of like the Jimmy Fallon effect. If you ever watch Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, every single guest is like so incredible. And I understand, like, you know, to keep up the energy, nobody wants to feel like left out as a guest or whatever, but you'll get that with those in there. But like, that works to your advantage if you're going on other shows or whatever. They're going to be like, this guy is like the great, like you said, this guy created, you know, whatever it is. He discovered fire or something like that.
Yeah. If you just have a business and clients, they kind of like, you're the man. Cool.
Great way to build connections too. I mean, like, it's a good way to meet
networking.
We've talked about this a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good way to meet a person, especially like we talk about account-based podcasts. So having, let's say that I want to sell you on launching a podcast, I can have you on my show and talk to you and we can make a show together and I give you clips and I show you my audience and there's tons of goodwill here. And I can even reach out to you again and give you an update on how the show is doing or give you other stuff that, you know, other deliveries. Say, hey, this is what I was using for my email list to promote this episode if you want it. Like, so it's a great way to build these connections with people that you're trying to be very intentional about building those connections. And all of the backdrop for this is like, we worked on a thing. We worked on a project together. We collaborated together to do something that both helped our brands, our businesses, whatever. So it's a great context to like meet people and try and get a bunch of these relationships that are like in the ether. And then on a Tuesday, 8 months down the line, they go, you know what? I think it's time I get a financial advisor. I just, you know, it's too much.
You already spent an hour at that person.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, stuff like that happens all the time. And that can be done through just through the guesting stuff, whether you're the guest or you're the host having that guest on. That can happen totally all the time. Yeah.
No. Yeah. And the hosts have hired us too, you know, so the hosts were going to hire you as well.
Yeah. You don't, it doesn't just shut off and then you're like, goodbye.
No, I mean, selfishly, that's why these people are doing this podcast is so they have a massive pool of people to pull from when they need somebody and you're one of those somebodies you know that they pull from. And that's what being a guest is really all about, is not selling, and it's about just being there to really educate the audience. You know, sometimes hosts get really caught up in the guest, and that doesn't actually help the audience because the audience isn't there for the guest, they're there for the information. And especially if you're somebody who has a business with a philosophy, with a system, or has a book, just give
Anytime
it away.
You can condense it and make it kind of fun is something I've noticed as well. Like anytime that somebody is set up with that question of like, tell me about like what you do and your business and all that, that is,
oh my God,
your weapon's free to give a really boring answer, but you don't have to.
So yeah,
I see people that are like,
my God,
what we do is we do this thing, and they have like their big, you know, Jason would love this. So I have like a big differentiator. It's fun. It's easy. You can hold it. It's like two or three sentences or something like that, with a little bit extra, and you're good. You know, so being a good guest is a huge thing too. Like bleeding into other areas of like other episodes that we could do, but you're right. Being a guest is like a huge thing too. If that's like something you do often, being a good guest is a real thing.
Save yourself. I mean, you got
don't trust the host to like, you know.
No, and you got, I mean, back to the original point of the episode. You are, where's the savings here? You got all that for free, brother.
Yeah.
You did not pay for a damn thing, and you
for
got
sure.
all that, every single thing that we just talked about. Mm-hmm. So that is how you save costs while also generating more revenue. Each one of these things does exactly that. The TLDR on it, and I'm cheating a little bit, is first of all, repurposing. So it doesn't matter if you're a guest on a podcast or you're creating content on purpose, you can repurpose that content into the big three for us is short form video, medium form, and then the text posts. If you are going to take the jump and do your own podcast, you don't have to do weekly. Of course, we mentioned the benefits of that, but bi-weekly is also okay, especially if you're getting help or using tools like Opus and Descript and these tools that can save you time. We know it's not the end all be all. It might not be the thing that you do always, right? Meaning you might not use AI until the end of time to do all of your content, but man, can it help you get content out there if you're struggling for that. And if you want the hack for the long form, a podcast doesn't have to be video, can just be audio or a podcast can just be video, and the audio version can be from your video.
Yeah, the two versions can be different.
Yep.
All the time that we'll do that for Ryan Sullivan Show episodes, the videos will typically be a little bit on the shorter side, and then yeah. The audios will be longer. Titles are different. Yeah.
Yes. So too. And then exactly, it's like half of the work is cut, and then yeah, be a guest. Being a guest is one of the most efficient ways to create content and market and sell and do all of that in the span of 30 minutes to an yeah. hour. There's just nothing more efficient because that podcaster, that host is going to go ahead and do all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's good work. Sales and marketing benefits to that too, outside of like just hopefully getting free room and board
yeah.
in the form of the episode, some clips, some stuff like that. But yeah, you're right. Great. Even just recording it locally on your side, that's great too. A good yeah. variety. There's some people, look, I get it. The solo is either scary or boring to you, right? So
yes.
Like, there's some people that are like, I just want to like be able to talk to someone else, or I want to get, or I do generally want to hear other people's stories in my industry, whatever it is.
Yep.
So yeah, the guesting part, I always love to leave that door open because I know that some people do enjoy it. And some people are very put upon by it too. They're like, oh, I don't want to do an interview-based podcast. You don't have to.
Yep.
You don't have to guess either. But if you do, you save some money with that, getting some extra long forms and clips if that show is with it. Sometimes
they're
it is. Sometimes legit. You don't get anything. Right.
If their listen score fine. Is 10% or less,
it's usually
I won't go into it. But okay, how do I actually get started? I'm going to start a podcast, or I'm not, or I'm going to start a YouTube channel, or I'm just going to make one video and see how I feel, or I'm going to make video the crux of my content, and you know, all of my marketing is going to be centered around this podcast. No matter what, you're going to have to do the thing that is the hardest thing to do, which is get started. But luckily, we make it really, really easy for you. We have a script so you can follow it. It has everything from how to write the hook to how to have your actual sequence of items in order for this video, as well as how to do the call to action at the end.
Mm-hmm.
On top of it, we didn't want to leave you hanging where it's like, yeah, but how do I like make a title for this that people actually click on? So we included 20 titles that over 1,000 people already clicked on. So
yeah.
We know that these titles actually work. You just replace the topics within those titles with your own topics. So that is called script science. That is in the description. That is in the show notes. That's what Jack does. He puts it in there, man. So you have to download it. But it's there. It's completely free. And everything is in there.
Script science is great for LinkedIn too.
Great for LinkedIn.
For anybody that does copywriting.
Yeah.
Great ideation on that.
Yeah. There's a whole walkthrough video in there too, if you want to see how we put it together, how we actually put the script together. But really the highlight too is like, take all the stuff in script science and then put it in GPT or what have you, and just make it yours, right?
Yeah.
It's giving you a starting off point so you don't open up a blank document. You know, it's giving you a point where you can tell GPT, here's my topics, here's this sample script, boom, go.
Yeah.
Nice and easy. So couldn't be easier to get started. Great way to wrap up 2025. It's been a crazy 2025 podcast principles, but also for marketing in general, for video content.
It feels like everything's changing a lot.
Love it, man.
It's
probably
the same amount, but it feels like
I know, man. So much speed, you know. Everything is quick. Everything's fast now. But it's slow marketing for us. That's what we do. It's all long-term based. It's all long-form, long-term. Of course, we have our shorter stuff too. But all of this is, you know, if you're listening to this, you already know this is how it's really done. This is the big leagues.
Yeah.
The big leagues is not a one-off viral video. It's not buying leads. This is creating your own content engine.
Yeah.
It's going to take a little bit longer. It might be a little bit more expensive. But man, the ROI of doing all of this in-house and doing it for your firm, the harder way is usually the best way.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, we try to make it really, really easy and simple. So yeah, that's your takeaway here, is grab the script if you didn't already grab it, so you have it so you can use it. Take what we've spent years and years to build and go take it for free for yourself. And then moving into 2026, efficiency while maintaining the quality, cutting some of those production costs, also generating revenue at the same time. That's basically all I got, man.
And look, if you're trying to start, there's two quick tips that I can give.
Love it.
If you're starting from absolute zero, what is your budget? What is your time commitment? And be honest, if it's $40 and that annoys the crap out of you that you'd have to even pay that, write it down and work from there. Same with the time commitment. Like, is it like I would even say this, where if somebody said I have 6 hours free in 2 weeks, I would say, okay, so maybe like about an hour.
Yeah.
You know, be honest about the time commitment that you'd want to spend for it, the amount of money that you want to spend for it, and then just go from there. I really think that's like the best way to start. You're going to know what your options are from there. Lower budget. It's going to be more Opus, Descript, stuff that we talked about more in the beginning of the video. Higher time commitment. Yeah, I got plenty of time. I want to experiment with this. I think that's a great way to start, to just focus on those two numbers. How much time, how much money, and be honest.
Yeah. We need a freaking metal bowl with some plastic mic. So
boom, mic right in. Something
Ivan,
really
Jose, mic sound effect, mic drop sound effect. Yeah, reality is your clients, your prospects, your family, your friends, everybody is watching podcasts, listening to podcasts, and watching videos. Might as well be yours.
Great on-ramp for speaking too. I know there's a lot of people that are sort of like trying to become a who's who in their own industry. This is a great way to get started into public speaking and just building your authority. Not TED Talks, right? But this is a great way to start, just with your manner, how you're speaking about your story, your philosophy, your business, how you do things. So I think that's great too. It's all moving your brand and your marketing in a positive direction when you get on video, I think.
Why not, dude? Why not? I mean, we're in a video world. Like I said, they're all watching videos. It might as well be your videos.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's it. We'll leave you with that. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate you, buddy. It's been a year, man. It's been a fucking year. Let's go. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.